Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Father, in the name of Jesus, in these few minutes, talk to your people and let us not live here the same. We are nothing without your word. That word is a light unto our feet and a path, a lamp unto our path. Give us light. Give us direction. Move us. Let us be unique, different. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. There are some few minutes. And I'm touching a subject. Are we all here? I'm touching a very important subject that I believe every believer must know and understand it and walk with that consciousness. You walk with it, you memorize it, you just can't live without it. Praise God. I'm teaching on a subject called the mystery of our covering. Praise God. The Hebrew word is the mystery of sakak. Divine covering. After this series, I'm hoping say ye be to me the meaning of our covering, the kind of coverings we have as believers, the benefits of our coverings, the elements of our coverings, and how to activate our coverings. The meaning of our covering, the kinds of coverings we have as believers. Amen. I wish, sir, from this time, you bring a pen and a book to write something down. The meaning of our covering, the kinds of coverings we have as believers, and the benefits of our coverings. And now touch just a little of it. And the elements of our coverings. Then finally, how to activate our coverings. Praise God. So in general terms, when we talk of covering, we are talking of someone or something that is able to shield us. Something that is able to protect us. When we talk of covering, we are talking of something that forms a hedge around us. Amen. Something like a security. That something that secure us without our own effort. You play any role in it. It's evil coin from coming to us. That is what we call covering. Anything that is able to hinder something evil from coming to you. Praise God. And we depend on many coverings. We depend on many coverings in life. You know, we depend on people. Food. We ask yourself, how are you secured in the food you eat? You depend on that cook. Amen. A cook can poison you. Praise God. Yeah, so as you are walking now, you have a covering. And that covering is the one that cooks your food. It makes sure you don't die out of food. If that person messes up, you die. Am I talking to you? Except some of us who have tapped into the word of God. That says that we shall eat poison and it won't hurt us. Amen. But to a carnal man and a natural man, tells you that somebody has been covering the person. And that person is that Antiphatis Gabins. Praise God. Antiphatim fa bibin to Gabins in him. He has been covering that man. Am I talking to you? Yeah. That person I will throw the care now no pay by him. Nanko pa. Nanko kunwo kwine so. That person became a covering over you so you don't have an accident. Your driver was your covering. But for the driver to bring you here safely, you had a covering this morning. Praise God. Yeah, you had a covering. You see, it doesn't matter how high you go. Even the aeroplanes can fly 35,000 feet, but it takes a small man down here to control the whole plane up there. It takes a coverer, someone down, to cover the whole plane. Sometimes the planes contain 400 people, 500 people, and it takes the traffic control system down there, one man on one computer, to make sure that plane cannot crash. So, wrong information, one simple information, wrong, 500 people are dying at once. A cover. Am I talking to you? A cover. And there was one man. You are not a shepherd. It's a life lesson. It doesn't matter how high you go. Sometimes those people down there sustain you. Am I talking to you? It doesn't matter how high you go. People down are the ones that sustain up there. So we must understand the mysteries of coverings. We must understand the mysteries of coverings. And the kinds of coverings we have the natural coverings. The natural coverings. That's some of the things I'm talking about now. The natural coverings. And we have the supernatural covering. Amen. That will be our main subject for about 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Our supernatural covering. But we must also understand our natural coverings. Why is it important to know who is covering your life? Because without that cover, you will fall short. Some of us, only God is self-secured. Only God is self-covering himself. In Revelation chapter 4 verse 11, he says that worthy be the Lord and honor, for in him he created all things for his pleasure. All things. So all creation. He said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created. Amen. Everything created is created for God's pleasure, not for his security. Am I talking to you? No one covers God. Obit me be no without me. God cannot be. Excuse me to say, you are being a fool. You are not. You are now becoming. He created all things for his pleasure. Can you imagine? You stand before God and ask God, why did you create me? And God tells you, I created you for my own happiness. That is all. That is why I created you. For my own happiness. So God looks at me. And he's happy. That's all I'm good for. Is that not wonderful? Only this thing should humble us. It's a prayer. Say, after everything is said and done, you are a source of pleasure to me. That is why I created you. So you see why, how today we were worshiping him. He came here, he was watching us and he was smiling. Wow, that little boy I created, that Ransford guy, he was growing. Now he's 20 something and you see the way he's worshiping me. And God is there and he's watching. Wow. Hallelujah. He's just smiling. Amen. He's just smiling. The way it's worship, Oba, how will be any more secret? Will Gaga and Nina, who quiet, oh yeah, yes, secret, you know, no show. Or show, and now no pay, oh yeah, you know, no show. Oba, how I conquer, we worship, you know, wow, come home, my brother, and Kobana. Yeah, he created all things by his pleasure. Oh, amen. Upon our iniquities, we are naked before him. We are naked. Upon our one and two and nine basic form, who got in there radiage now? He has seen you. And what about our dresses? He has seen you and he's, wow, my pleasure. When he actually, when he actually, when he actually, I pray, should he say? He sometimes remembers who, how he picked you up. Before you were formed, he knew you. How he picked you up. And now, he looks at you. So, he is not there to be covered. No. He made us to cover us up. Am I talking to you? Other version says that he created us for his own glory. So God is the only self-secured being and creation. I don't know whether we can call him a creator. He wasn't created. He's even self-creative. On one creating him. No barriers. So only God can have that assurance that I am not covered by anyone. Myself, I'm a covering over my own self. But apart from that, we are both covered at every point in time. And if you are covered, it means you can lose your covering at any time when you are not conscious of it. Am I talking to you? Believers, we can lose our covering at any time. When you don't know what is covering your life, you can lose it. What are some of the natural coverings? How would you know someone is covering me? A coverer is someone who fills the loopholes in your life. In Tokure Dawa Brabu, Diotimi Jina Homao, he is a coverer. You ask yourself, do I have a coverer? Me won katabu, me won bi o jina mechi, me won bi o cover me. This word is very much understood in the military. Umukowo had one of the word, soldier. One of the word, cover, me boa, cover. Okwa ko su tupe o se cover che so bindi na chi enu onpa ko ni hunu ba bia wo hu eni pa ko ni si tokura adana. And we saw one of the coverings as such in the marriage of Abigail and Nabal. Nabal messed up, but Abigail stood to become a covering. Hallelujah. Bible says, and Abigail ran to David and told David, as his name is, so is he. His name is called Foolish. As Nabal's name is, so is he. Please forgive me. The woman was not insulting her husband. She was just doing something for her husband's enemy to be comfortable. Ubuwa say, oh, Abigail crack at any kuni yo kwasi, ame so kwasi ana ede. No. She was so wise that that was not the place for her to elevate her husband. That was the place for her to say something for that giant to turn back. Because David could have killed Nabal at any time. And then Nabal yonkuni David. It, that woman stood in and said that that man is foolish. So please turn back and go. He can't stand before you. Go. May you be a cobra over your family. Why? It was the job of Nabal to go and kneel before David and said, I sin before you. But because there was somebody covering him, and when he stood that I won't, the person said, if you won't, I will. May you have a good heart. That some of us, we leave people exposed, people we must cover. The people we must stand in for, we leave them exposed. Some of us, your own responsibility is to be covering people. You have a parent you must cover. You have a pastor you must cover. You have a wife you must cover. You have a husband you must cover. And your pontina uko di ukuna temu. Uko say no. We were said yem fine. No. Become that covering. That loophole. Abigail saw the lack of wisdom in her husband's life and said, I'll step in. May we receive that grace. Someone who becomes what you are not, but you need to be. A coverer is someone who tends to become what you are not, but you have to be. Amen. There are many things that we must be, but we are not. You need that cobra who say that I've advised you to do this and that and that. You are not doing it, so I must step in. You must be doing it. You must be doing it. Your life depends on it. There are people that we any day empire no to me more. So that person needs a coverer, an intercessor. May God raise an intercessor for your life. You need an intercessor. That was what happened to Peter. These are natural coverings we need. Amen. Many of you, if you are making a mistake to marry someone who can't step in as an Abigail, may the Lord distract that marriage. Praise God. You marry someone who will be a coverer. And the next thing is that you will come into contact with someone who can step in to be what you are not. Yes, that's the way you are going to do. Yachipita to Minas chapter 12, verse 1. He declared to James, Obi a mompai near Trinity. Near Chipita. At the Abachi Amayakum Peter. That midnight, the Bible says the church rose up and said, someone must be praying. In fact, Peter must be praying. But when the angel entered the prison, the Bible said, and Peter was deep asleep. He has given up. I can't pray again. Then the Holy Spirit lifted some coverings in the church. The Bible says, and all the disciples came together and said, we will not watch Peter die. Lord, arise and save Peter. And whilst Peter was asleep, his coverings were interceding and an angel was released from heaven. I'm not talking about Old Testament issue. I'm talking about a New Testament issue. It can happen in our days. May God raise coverings for your life. People who can't sleep until they pray hours for you. A whole 1 week, every single night, I couldn't sleep. And before I would rise up to pray, one name will be coming. If I want to change the prayer topic, and that same name will be coming. If I want to change, and 1 full week, my 9th prayer, I was praying for just one person. One person. Why? God was raising me as a coverer. Sometimes all you need is a covering over your life. Someone who can stand in and say, you have not fasted for 1 year, but something is pushing me on my inside to fast for you. Someone who can say that I got this money, but I want to sow it as a seed for this person's issue. It's not rare. It's not rare. But we activate that covering this morning over your life. God will raise covers over you. You might think it's simple. You might think it's simple. There are some people, if not somebody's 5 minutes prayer for you some time ago, you would have been in Kolebu by now. There are some of you, if you have had somebody to pray just 5 minutes for you, your life would have changed. That's the difference coverings make. There are people who think intercessors are wasting their time. We'll be to mention intercessors. Sorry, them one say, if they leave, what might happen to you? You won't like it. Am I talking to somebody? If they leave, what might have? What would have happened if the church had not prayed that night? Like Peter, who would have been beheaded. We are not of the same frequency. Peter was an apostle. Paul was an apostle. Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas were in prison. And so in the night, they rose up with their wounds. They were praising and praying. Different dimensions. Different dimensions. And God said, I need to raise a coverer for that person. Anytime you are weak, may God raise a covering for your life. May it be activated not for 1 week, not for 1 year, not for 5 years, not for 10 years. May God activate intercessors, covenants, people that will help you at all times for the rest of the year in the name of Jesus. You have no idea
what coverings can do for your life. People who will stand in for you when you cannot do it anymore. And that is sometimes all we need. There are times you know you are too weak. There are times you know the problems are too much that only you can't fight it. Then you are there. Someone will give you a call. God impressed it on my heart to pray for you. You are going to receive such calls from now. When the going gets tough and you have no help and no hope, and all you can hope for is my God will supply all my needs. You look into your accounts, there is no money. You look through your family, there is no one capable of helping. You look through your friends, there is no one. And all you can say is that my God. And in those times when you lift up your voice, may this covering be activated. May somebody you don't know, a name you have never heard of, a face you have never seen, an appearance you have never met, may such a person arise to be your covering. There was a time we were rushing my father to hospital. About 2 years ago when he became very sick. And one hospital could not handle it. And it has reached a very deadly stage. We must rush him in ambulance to Kwalibu. And in a normal and a natural mind, all you will say is that he will not get to Kwalibu. Whilst we were going, a nurse in that hospital called me and said, I hear everyone calling you a pastor. Are you a pastor? I said, yes. I said, then send your angel to Kwalibu that angel should go and prepare a bed for you. Otherwise, Kwalibu is full. When you go there, they will reject you. And when they reject you, you move back and say, go. So whilst we were in the car, about three cars following the ambulance, for people, I was declaring, my angel, what are you in the car doing? Go out there and locate. When we got there, lo and behold, there was no bed. So whilst we were there and they were deliberating, I said, I just a Musa de Neko. A thick, tall blackness. Tall. Walked in. Bypass all the sick people who are looking for bed. Came to our issue and said, that day, you see, oh, Edinaba. A cobra has been released. And when you walk under this grace of covering, when you get to the place where there is no hope, the place where only tears are running through your eyes, that is the place God raises up someone to become what you are not. May that grace fall upon you. I said, may that grace fall upon you. I said, may that grace fall upon you. Some of you assistants now, you don't know how something will go through. You just can't think about it. How something can go. You are trying to do something. You don't know how. But I came to tell you, God is activating a cover in your life. Am I talking to you? Someone who is stepping in for you. Someone you can partake of his blessings
and his grace is a covering. Someone you can partake of his blessings and his grace is a covering.
Obi Awurade said that man ba wo nche wa man bi bia man abuso.
Then he connects you to the person. Send a bear out of the person's overflow, you will also be filled.
Out of the person's overflow.
Am I talking to somebody?
Out of the person's overflow. Paul told the Philippians church that as you have communicated with to me in your finances, you will partake of my grace.
Am I talking to somebody?
You will partake of it. Just that. It took Paul 40 years to wait on God to receive the grace that was upon him. He was in Arabia 40 years for him to operate the way he was operating. And someone just connects.
But from today, you will partake of my grace.
May God connect you to a coverer. And when you do that thing, may you partake in the person's grace.
Oh, am I talking to somebody?
A very priceless grace. You have no idea. Sometimes when God wants to bless you, He connects you to somebody. He connects you to somebody. Somebody can care.
There is a grace that is overshadowing you. In Genesis chapter 12, in Genesis chapter 11, we talk about how Lot's father died. Then in chapter 12, we talked about how Abraham picked up Lot on any Canaan land. Ending of chapter 12, we talk about how Abraham, Lot, and Sarai entered Egypt. And the Bible says Pharaoh saw Sarai, and he said Sarai is beautiful, so he wants him as a wife. And because of that, Pharaoh Castro said, Abraham Pibia. Sometimes we have no idea how God intends to bless us. God just wanted to bless Abraham. No, I said that would be for Abraham. No, I'm Abraham. Every blessing, everything Abraham needs, not their man. Or did my Abraham, we are never at Yahya Gukronim. Pharaoh said, if you don't leave that prophet's wife, I will kill all of you.
Early in the morning,
Pharaoh rose up and said, take your woman, take everything that you have and go. He forgot to take back, that thing he gave.
Carry your goods.
Why? God just wanted to bless him. May God put a covering in your life.
God just wanted to bless Abraham.
Look at the way.
And there was a young man who was beside Abraham.
And in chapter 13 of Genesis, verse 1 and 2, the Bible said, and Abraham was rich in all things. Rich in all things.
And when you read downwards, the Bible said, and the land could not contain the possessions of Abraham and Lot. How come the land could not contain the riches of Abraham and the riches of Lot? Why? Because someone was walking with the one who carried the grace. And because of that,
even if you don't have certain dimensions of grace, God will connect you to a man who carries that grace.
God will connect you to a woman who carries that grace. Am I talking to somebody? You will walk with people who carry grace. Shout, I receive it 3 times.
Carry grace. There are some of you, it's affecting you. From today, doors are opening. Doors of grace. Am I talking to you? Doors of grace.
How? Overnight,
Lot has become rich because he was walking with the man who carried grace. And that man became a shield and a covering.
And when Lot became so rich,
the Bible says,
and the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham began to fight. And the man who carried the grave, Abraham, told Lot that, Lot, look into the whole land. Whichever path you will choose, I will choose the other one. And the Bible said, and Lot began to look. How foolish. May your eyes be open to your coverage. I thought Lot was coming to say, we should let's settle the matter and move on. He was ready to separate. Why? Because he thought he was rich. He also looked, and the Bible said that he chose the land of Sodom, for it was well watered like the Garden of Eden. And he chose. He didn't care even if there were homosexuals on the land. All the guy wanted was money. He chose there. And the Bible says, as soon as he left, God appeared to the man that carried grace. May you carry grace. God appeared to Abraham and told Abraham, you also go and look. As far as your eyes can see, I have given to you. And this guy went to Sodom, separated from his grace. Separated. And by chapter 14, the Bible said, and a certain king came and stole everything that was in Sodom. They fought them and took away their own possessions, even Lot and his possessions. He has left the covenant. Number one, may God grace you to be a covenant. Number two, may God open your eyes to connect to your covenant all the time. When he left the man of grace, the next thing was that everything he had was stolen. And the Bible said one of the servants escaped and came to tell Abraham that Sodom has been robbed. And even Lot and his possessions, everything are taken away. And the Bible says Abraham chose his 360 warriors. Entered into the camp. Defeated all the five kings and their armies. And took Lot and his possessions back again. And Lot, after he brought Lot back, Lot went back again. Went back to Sodom again. Can't your eyes be open that you left the covering? You left him and you lost everything. And he came to recover you and all your possessions. Can't they buy as a warfare? We are not home to Sodom. By chapter 18. Oh, now both for me and sir. Me no bura Sodom. Bema, Fauma, Satares and Pabua. Fauma fire, Frikromuha. What about my possession? It is about to catch fire. And by the end of Lot's life, he ended with nothing. Why? Because he left his covering of grace. May you not leave your covering. And may God continue to establish you at where you will flourish. And by that time, God was visiting Abraham by that time. When Lot was losing everything in the fire, God was now talking about how he's going to bless Abraham. Why? Because that man was a covering. Even before God entered to destroy Sodom, he had to talk to his covering, that covering. Abraham, what do I do? I know. Why would God go and talk to Abraham? Because he knew. So the Lord has sent him, sir. You know, he said, yet then, say, Abraham, part of. Already, we are training 450.
Unya 30 minya mepe, unya 20 minya mepe. Because we are open for you. Unya 10 and say mepe. Oh, now, who can unya 5? Oh, me fane sa. Oko unya less than say. Mercy. Wow. God knew. Sometimes you don't know. God intentionally pushes us to a place and tells you that partake of this grace. Aaron the Moses a chisa. Near any high priest. Moses Janeho 40 days, 40 nights. Or buy a new Sibosom. Let us make a golden cup. And the Bible says, when Moses came, they were dancing. And I wonder how the high priest was also dancing. Zadok chapter 30 says, and God marked him. That war. Why couldn't God attack Aaron at that time? Because at that time, the office of Aaron was also a covering over him. In Numbers 13, 12, 13, and 14, it talks about how Miriam and Aaron insulted Moses. What Moses did was wrong. You cannot. Moses is quiet, Egypt, Elba, and Okofar. Aaron, a high priest. Miriam, a Yodifo. Umutu, Manugu, Moses. Any what term nade? Dina term ye. Umanu see yan a radipier. I see Miriam. Bayer Kota. Uwe Miriam, then. Miriam just on any bra on the question. Ready to run was a trip. Wankasa. Bonnet number 2. Hallelujah. God was accumulating. Why? Because the man was under a covering. He has been anointed as a high priest. Into on the third time. Only Moses in your attire, Bonnet. And Radis Munye say, was oh. Ni esuro ni panenim ye ye se onwe bufu Moses bufu onsu ero odi nechi omuwie ya na urade se na ero mama chance at 3 omraso. And see how God had to punish Aaron. The Bible said, and God told Moses, take Aaron to the mountain, remove his high priest garment. So long as he's wearing that garment, I can't touch him. He will continue to. So long as he's in that garment, I can't touch him. Let me now strip off the garment, and he won't walk 3 steps. I'll fire him. And the Bible said, Moses told Aaron, help Baba. Yes, so Baba, my Eliza. And I shall attack him. The young Roman. He runs in our rat, not my head. The Rubia. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that as soon as they stripped off the garment, he fell and died. Why? He has left that covering. He has left it. He stripped off and died. He was under a certain grace. The moment he left that covering, obiti mi bi na no me dia so for dey me. You get a chance to be shifted. Tell me somewhere. Hallelujah. Me ni ba bi a commission. Hallelujah. Christ in you. Yes, sir. In him we live. In him we move. Michelin. Am I talking to you? There that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Yes, sir.
For we have been made kings and priests
unto God. May I suffer?
For we are royal priesthood. Katro be me free me garment, me free me. I have a covering, me free. I have a covering. Hallelujah.
You must understand what you are under. You must understand. In Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 4. Chapter 15. The first person to be mentioned was Barnabas. The Bible said in Acts chapter 4, he bought a land for the church. And he has been bought a land. He has given a land to the church. And immediately, he became a prophet. I thought that your grace view by offering. He started calling him a prophet. Then in chapter 9 of Acts, this man took Paul by the hand and introduced Paul to the apostles. That this guy, indeed, God has chosen him. Because everybody knew Paul as a murderer, a tormentor. Obi obu asafunu, obi otiti asafunu. And he took a prophet called Barnabas and a saw Paul as a and a dine kwa asafunu and said, akwa we nyame pa na afrele. From that time, Ote Paul, Barnabas. Paul and Barnabas didn't go PMU from Acts chapter 4 to Acts chapter 15. And yet 21 times. Doing ministry together. Until, look, fish that place for me. Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, I think there was 30-something. Until one day, they were going for missionary work. And Barnabas said, I want to work with one called Mark. Paul said, this Mark left our boat. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to work. Paul said, this Mark you are talking about, Papa Barnabas, but this Mark, a brother, too many years in Ojani Jaya. There are people that even in this church, the intercessors, there are some of them at very high altitude of prayer. They run. Amen. You find them. Catch your bay all night at Twasso. Whoa. And what no Benya BBI? Boy, catch your 3 hours. Also, 1.5 hours. Or the baby Piaqua. Or the baby Piaqua. Mission in Nina, Mission Nina. After BB walk our bread. Amen. Or see this Mark guy, a brother too many years in Ojani Jaya, Barnabas, let's leave him. Barnabas, and the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from another. This was the disaster. Barnabas said, Mark and Amepe, Paul said, Silas and Amepe, Silas and Amepe, Barnabas said, Mark. Bible say na content and to pani mweshi to mumie nun temote. Umumie nun temote. Osofu, from Acts chapter 15 to Revelation, Barnabas din ba trepe. And also kran na Paul ne kansem. And no boni din. Papani ministry, yan ting kepi. He didn't know. Say ono ne fa Paul. Nen su nan Paul na adomum. After this contention, Barnabas' case was closed. Maybe he was doing the ministry, but because he chose the wrong person and moved away and left a particular grace, that was it. May you not make this mistake. I said, may you not make this mistake.
Hallelujah. You must understand, these are physical coverings. Physical coverings. Normal. Normal. You must discern to know. Madam Fuya Menene Namno. Atombe le danso. Atafuweyam womno. Atombe le danso. Mikunuwe. Bema weyam pese me warreno no. Atombe. Covering ben a me koshasi. Oba we covering ben. Must understand that covering. And the Bible said, Barnabas left, and that was the end of his ministry. Obia in Acts chapter 11, Bible says they could turn the whole city around on a Paul, and Paul and Barnabas, and Paul and Barnabas, and Paul and Barnabas. After that, we heard, and Paul and Timothy, and Paul and Titus, and Paul and Silas, and Paul and that, and Paul. May your eyes be opened. I said, may your eyes be open. May you not reject your grace. May you not reject your covering. In the name of Jesus, rise up on your feet. We are going to enter into supernatural coverings from next week. That is my concentration. How you are going to activate every single covering we'll talk about here. Amen. Listen, these are natural coverings that we have just activated. Yes, activated. But there are supernatural coverings. That one is God Himself. Amen. Radina, who activates here, He will begin to move at that dimension in your life. And that's what we are going to have. Lift up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. This is just one prayer, one prayer. Oh God, release coverings, natural coverings, natural helpers into my life. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands, begin to pray. Call forth coverings. Call forth coverings. Someone who will fill the loopholes in your life. People who will become what you are not. People who can partake of their grace. God should give you people who are higher than you in grace. Higher than you in grace. Higher than you in grace. Burakata. In the name of Jesus.
We cannot forget certain evil covers too. Amen. There was someone who we thought was a covering, but at the end became a murderer and a killer of a destiny. Samson and Delilah. But then a crash said Delilah. And so I did change and not Delilah didn't even. Who were you? Obe Bompai said, Obia, you think is a covering. There are people you don't have to talk to. Don't talk to them. But because you have not perceived and discerned, you still talk to them. Lift up your hands and say, may God expose them by fire. Anyone who is trying to be a good covering, but it's devil, it's a wolf in a sheep clothing. Let fire expose them. Clap your hands, begin to pray. Let fire expose them. Let fire expose them. Let the fire of God 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 expose them. Let the fire in the name of Jesus.
Let me pray for you. Lift up your right hand. Someone will say you don't need a human beings, you don't need that. But angels cannot come boldly and physically to help you.
Jesus.
They will push men. The Bible says that men are going to fill your car for you. They will give to your bosom. Luke chapter 6:38. May coverings
that you have never encountered.
Jesus.
People whose grace will carry you from one dimension to the other. People whose grace can change the status quo of your life. Let them be connected to you. Let them be connected to you. Let them be connected to you.
Amen.
Let the power from on high resist on your behalf any evil covering. Any evil covering. Any evil covering.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Last time we were praying for someone, 6 women approached me and said that, what right do you have?
She's under my our covering. What right do you have?
Jesus.
Any satanic covering in your life,
Jesus,
we command it to roll away.
Amen. Amen.
We command it to roll away.
Amen.
We command it to roll away.
Amen.
Obia ni sunsun butu wosu. Ans won frewra di.
Jesus.
Obi biara wawu ani sunsun da su di wachi.
Jesus.
A won frewra di. From today, we resist them by fire.
Amen.
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 Magazoba lagada.
Anyone.
Jesus, who is pretending to be a coverer to you,
pretender,
but behind you is spoiling you,
Jesus,
talking evil about you, destroying you,
Jesus,
by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let evil befall them.
Amen.
Let evil befall them.
Amen.
Let evil befall them.
Amen.
Anyone who seems to be a covering over your marital life, trying to advise you, trying to do things, but in reality wants the marriage to collapse. In reality does not want you to marry.
Jesus Christ.
In reality wants you to lose that glory of marriage. Any covering that is over your marriage that is not of God, we decree and declare, let it be rolled away now.
Amen.
May you have a covering that will connect you to your glorious marriage.
Amen.
If Rebecca had not met the servant of Abraham, she wouldn't have become the wife of Isaac. That servant became a covering. I decree and declare, let there be coverings that will take you to your next dimension.
Amen.
You will have people who will tell you to sit back and let me do everything for you. If you have never encountered that blessing before, I decree and declare, after today, I activate that covering over your life.
Amen.
People who will tell you you have sweat enough, let me continue. People who will tell you that you are forced enough, let me complete it. People who tell you that you have been crying enough, let me bring joy in your life. Let that covering be activated. I decree and declare, your help is coming. Your help is coming. Your help is coming. Your help is coming. Boraga Zambaha, Bundabar Kanzutis, Limeda Hose Mankose Brehe, Legada Pradusu Pandeka Pajan Sanisa, Lele Suta Gazu Pradi, Lazi Kushuba, Ziba, Lengeziba.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com